You're listening to Sound Effect on KPLU. I'm Gabriel Spitzer, and our theme today is Change of Heart. The sax man you're hearing right now is Anton Schwartz. He's a widely respected jazz musician, and he recorded this song right here in our KPLU studios last week. Schwartz splits his time between Seattle and San Francisco these days, and he's taught music at Stanford Jazz Workshop. He's been an artist in residence at Harvard. But before he was a full-time sax player, he was on a very different career path. He spoke with Sound Effect's Kevin Kniestedt.
When I was in college, I was interested in math and computer science and philosophy and psychology. And I went on to artificial intelligence, which is under the rubric of computer science.
I think a lot of people probably have a different idea or have their own idea of what artificial intelligence and the work in artificial intelligence actually is. So can you explain what you were doing?
I was interested in an area called machine learning, which is, as you might imagine, getting machines to learn, getting them to arrive at behaviors, ability to give answers to questions, ability to perhaps navigate in an environment when they haven't been taught how to do it. So I was interested in getting computers to learn more the way babies do, when they're just kind of fumbling around and they start to develop concepts and then build bigger concepts on littler concepts and build wrong concepts and then have to update them. So
you had this, it sounded like, were you passionate about artificial intelligence?
Yeah, I was, it was a great thing. I was on an NSF scholarship. I was an NSF fellow. I was on a National Science Foundation fellowship. They were giving me free rein to do whatever I wanted, the coolest thing I could think of.
Right? And what were you doing?
I was working on machine learning, doing research, inspired by my notions of what it's like to be in the world, which happened to be very different from the direction that most of artificial intelligence was going in at the time. It was pretty idyllic, really.
You changed to a musician. You became a musician. That seems like a pretty radical change to go from the artificial intelligence field to the jazz world. Was there a moment where you said, this needs to happen?
It happened. It took me by surprise. I decided that even though it was amazingly cool to be thinking about these things that I was thinking about and working on the things I was working on, I just wasn't really happy with that life. For me, it was a life of more isolation than I wanted. And I was a good mathematician, but I wasn't a brilliant mathematician. And I was an undergrad at Harvard where the math majors were, just scary people, the kind who, become professors at 18, 19 sometimes. Those people show up. If I had had that kind of ability, that's the point at which it becomes like an art. But I wasn't born an engineer, right? That wasn't in me. So I wound up putting that on hold with some help, by the way, from my body, which decided to get sick with kind of a chronic fatigue thing. It said, hey, wake up, you got some thinking to do. So I did some thinking and some soul searching, decided to walk away from academia, and was in the process of exploring other possibilities when music kind of crept up on me.
How did it creep up on you?
Well, I went into the practice room because I literally didn't know what to do with my time. I had cleared out everything to be able to knock off my doctoral thesis. So I kind of had an empty slate, and which is a very difficult place to be when you all of a sudden don't know what you want to do. So I spent time in the practice room because I knew that whatever time I spent doing music, it was not going to be time that I would ever regret.
Do you regret all of that work that you put in to getting to the point to be in this artificial intelligence industry? Do you regret putting all that time and effort into it?
In ways, I do. I mean, I definitely do wish that I had spent more of those formative years playing music, because it really has quite an impact, you know, the hours that you spend at an early age.
Well, it sounds like with artificial intelligence, you just kind of reached a point and kind of had this epiphany that you liked it, but you didn't love it. Could you ever see that happening with a saxophone?
Interesting. Interesting question. I don't really ever see myself stopping the saxophone, but I'm not one of the people who will give you an answer that my life begins and ends with the saxophone and with jazz. It's just an expression of humanity. I feel extremely privileged to grow up in a country, in a city, and with a background where, you know, I had this notion that I ought to be able to follow my passion, and that that would lead to support me in some sense. You know, I just never thought of academia as a means to an income, but there turned out to be a cognitive dissonance that I was feeling that was so profound that it really, got under my skin and kind of made me sick for a while. You know, it my body sort of said, hey, you don't belong here. You know, I ponder so often how many great mathematicians, jazz musicians, scientists, philosophers, doctors, poets we would have, you know, if many of the people who are just struggling to get by had the chance to really follow their dreams. And follow your dream. I mean, it sounds so rose-colored. What I mean is to work hard and to be rewarded for that and, you know, explore their passions.
Sound Effects, Kevin Kniestad. You can hear and see more of Anton Schwartz playing the sax at our website, kplusoundeffect.org. Mm-hmm.